Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:45 and Bill O'Winnie coming up at 10. Bertrand at noon in the business hour. Bill O'Winnie back at 1. Ro Khan at 3 with Anna DeBlantis. And then got the download.
Justin
Coffin. So 7, Patty Vasquez at 11, Nick at 2, then we're back. When do you leave for Greece?
I leave tomorrow morning after the show, so I'll be here. And then, but I think I'm going to call in next week, too, at some point.
You should call in. What's the one souvenir I want you to bring me back from Greece?
Oh, boy. You have to tell me. I would typically bring you ouzo, but you're not a big drinker. I'll bring that for Dave.
Well, not on the air.
No. Yeah. So bring that for Dave and Mary.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'll find something cool to get you guys from Greece, all of you.
Yeah, you're a good souvenir bringer person.
Bringer backer?
Yeah.
I'll get you guys good stuff, I promise.
Hard to believe I was an English major. Remember Cindy Crawford was on last week? We were talking about the fifth Star Wars?
Yeah.
Coming up, and I believe it's tonight, isn't it? Tonight,
Millennium Park.
Tonight at the Pritzker Auditorium. Allstate bringing you the fifth Star Awards. We're honoring four very special folks and Second City as well, right?
Right.
And say who you are, sir.
I'm David Woolwine from Allstate Insurance. We're sponsors of the fifth Star Award and today sponsoring the Rising Star Award.
And David, what's your title?
I'm a Director of Community Engagement.
Yes, you are. and how many times do you go to like a barbecue, a party, you're minding your own business, and somebody comes up to you and goes, "You know, David, it'd be great if Allstate would get behind this."
Hear that a lot.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Do you make up stuff about what you really do so you don't get asked that every time you turn around?
No. We sponsor so many organizations in Chicago. We sponsor almost 200 nonprofit organizations, many of those focused on youth and really empowering the youth of Chicago. So really proud of what we do at Allstate.
And, of course, We Day is a huge part of that.
We Day is huge.
And congratulations. The TV show looked great.
Great. Yeah. It was on ABC just a few weeks ago.
So schools that want to get involved with We Day, can they link off the Allstate site?
Absolutely.
For that?
And they can link up. They can go to we.com, we.org, and find it there as well as on the Allstate site.
Behind every great kid is a great mom. It's my opinion. I believe it to be true. So let's introduce mom here first, Pamela Lucas. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Same here. Thank you for having me.
How many kids?
I have 3.
And how old?
I have 16-year-old twins,
okay,
Jocelyn and Jillian, and
right.
I have an 8-year-old. Her name is Gianna.
And the 8-year-old, is she the most work?
Actually, she's not.
Oh, she's not. It's the twins. All right.
Twin
then.
Teenage girls.
Okay. Jocelyn is here. Jocelyn Lomax, Rising Star Youth Honoree at the 5th Star Awards. When did you find out you won?
I found out, I think, at the
end of August.
The end of August, yes. My old scene study teacher, Scott Westerman, nominated me. He is amazing.
And is this someone you had a special connection with even prior to this?
Yes, he's an awesome actor and director, and he's really amazing.
So, David, how did the competition work?
Well, as Jocelyn just said, there are nominations that we received from all over the city.
Yeah.
When we saw her nomination and looked at her website, we were really just blown away. It's awarded to someone under 18 who's already displayed great talent, and they're sharing that talent with others, and that's certainly Jocelyn.
And what is the talent in particular that you're sharing?
I'm a singer. I'm an actress. I act in musical theater and on TV and movies.
You got an amazing voice, too.
Thank you.
You guys hearing that?
I knew
me. Don't you love her voice?
I actually thought you were going to say journalist and then maybe model. Right? You're so poised.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. You realize the list of folks you're being honored with.
Oh, yes. It's wow.
Buddy Guy. For crying out loud, Buddy Guy.
I do love the blues.
Now, careful, though. If he starts playing, he'll probably play for about 3.5-4 hours. He's so great.
Stick around 1 second. I want to talk to you a little bit more and talk about how folks can come out and see this event tonight. Right? It's open to the public, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
7 o'clock tonight.
All right. And first at 9:49, we'll catch up on some business. Come back in a second at 7:20 WGN. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, we continue at 9:52. David Woolwine, Director of Corporate Relations at Allstate. Pamela Lucas, proud mom of 3 great girls. And Jocelyn Lomax, one half of twins. Who's older, you or your twin sister?
I am the oldest by 7 minutes.
But you don't rub that in her face at all, do you?
Oh, I do.
Once or twice?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay. What's your big goal? You want to do TV? You want to do film? You want to do stage? You want to be a show business, I guess.
I really want to do it all, but the biggest would be movies and TV.
Very nice.
Yes.
She a good kid, Mom?
She's a wonderful kid. I mean, stubborn. You know, she's your typical teenager, so.
What do you guys argue most about? What she's going to wear, what her hair looks like, or whether or not she got her homework done?
No, clean your room.
Clean your room?
Oh, yeah. That's universal.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
But Mom, she has an artistic mind.
Well,
she can't be
problem.
Focused on organizing her room.
You know, I got to tell you, artistic kids are usually very challenging because of them being so artistic. You know, their thought process is not normal. It's not like your typical kid.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? The event tonight, David, tell me how it's going to work.
Yeah, it'll be at the Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public, so just show up and you'll see a great show. The Second City will be performing, Black Ensemble Theater will be performing, Cindy Crawford will be presenting an award to Victor Skrinsky. It's just going to be a fantastic show.
And just, you know, David, I've asked Cindy not to talk about her past, not on mic, she and I.
The one that involves you, the past.
Was that just in my head?
Yeah,
that
no.
was probably just in my head. You guys got to be excited about it.
Absolutely. Always excited about it, particularly for this year. It's just going to be a terrific show.
How does this work for you now, Jocelyn? Do you make a speech or what do you do?
Come
on, you got to prep. What do you do? What is she doing tonight? She's
well,
coming up smiling.
There's actually going to be
She's a beautiful girl. She can just come and take a picture.
She will come up on stage. There's a fantastic video that talks all about Jocelyn and shows some of the great work that she's done.
Well, that's very nice. What's the next thing? Now, you're a junior in school?
I am a junior.
This is the big year, man.
Oh, yes, it is.
How are your grades?
Oh, my grades are pretty darn good.
What's pretty darn good there, Cocky?
I've got, I think, 3 B's and the rest are A's.
Okay.
I'm shooting for a 4.0 GPA
because
I'm going to go to an awesome college.
We want you to go to an awesome college. And we want Mom to not have to pay for it. We want the schools to be fighting over you.
What colleges are you thinking of?
Either Harvard or...
Yeah, me too.
Somewhere in California.
Yeah. Wow. Why California? How about USC Film School?
I want to go to California because it's hot and Chicago is a little cold.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Just aiming big.
Yeah, yes. 4 or 5 months a year that comes up. Well, I'm proud of you. It's nice to meet you. I appreciate you being on the show. And
wonderful to be here.
And I know where it starts, man. It starts with this lady right here, so you better be nice to her.
My guardian angel.
Yeah, and I know where you live, Jocelyn, now. I'll be checking in with Mom, making sure you're flying right.
Jocelyn, okay. Will you sign this for me? Because in about 5 years, I want to say I got the first autograph.
Andrea does. Yeah, I didn't mention this. Andrea sells the autographs she gets from all guests. So, online. And David, thank you for your continued support. Now, going forward, let's mention two things. When it comes to the Fifth Star Award, you certainly hope to make this an annual thing. Third year now.
Absolutely. Right? It's third year and hope that it continues.
Yeah. So for folks that want to know more about the process and all of that, is that also linked through the website?
You can actually go to the City of Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events website. And it'll tell you all about the Fifth Star Awards and all the other great activities that DK sponsors.
Because this Rising Star thing could be your kid next year. That's what we're saying, right? For the We Day continuation, We Day is always part of the Allstate website, right?
It is. Well, and go to we.org and you can find out all the information you'd like to find about We Day. The next We Day is coming up in next week, actually, in Minnesota.
Yeah, just want to send people to the right place.
Yeah.
Nice to see all you guys. Joshua, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great time tonight.
I will.
Yeah, but
you will.
I just wish you was confident.